I was raised in a kind of a strange family. I grew up in the south side of Chicago.
Can I ask where?
Beverly.
I lived in Evergreen Park for a long time.
Okay, so right across
the
street.
I know Beverly very well.
Right
yes.
across Western.
Yeah.
We were solidly middle-class family at that time. I had two older brothers. Our mom was, as one of my brothers has said, all heart, no head. I mean, she was just a loving, generous, good person who cared about and loved everybody. My dad was much more practical and kind of from a farm community down in Indiana. A hardworking guy. He was in pharmaceutical industry, and those people worked hard then as now. He was very disciplined, expected discipline in the house, German, you know, was regimented in a lot of ways. And unfortunately, very prejudiced, a lot of prejudice. And there were a lot of racial issues on the south side of Chicago back in the 50s and 60s when I was there. But he was also a person who was very fair, felt that you had an obligation to give to the community, to do things for people, to make the most of your talents. So he communicated all those things to his sons. There were three boys. Fortunately for me, anyway, I didn't leave with a ingrained sense of prejudice or anger towards other people. I picked up more of mom than dad on that, I guess.
And what you're saying about your parents is so interesting because I think we learn sometimes as much or more from a bad example, as you're mentioning, like your father with his prejudice and you taking a very different path in your mm-hmm. life and really being a proponent of racial justice, social justice. So we learn from the bad examples as well as the good ones. Mm-hmm. It's all, I think, part of our childhoods.
It's true.
Any particular stories that you remember? I know the south side of Chicago well. I mean, I ask you if you were you a member of Christ the King or St. Barnabas? Christ the King. Okay,
yeah,
good.
There you go. Yeah. You do know. Yeah. Yeah. If that's how we in Chicago identified one another,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What church you in,
right,
if you're Catholic. Or
well, I was reminded recently, I had been in a training and asked what was my earliest memory of race growing up. And driving from where I lived in Evergreen Park to the Dan Ryan, which was the highway we always took downtown, we would get to about Ashland or Halsted, and my dad would say, lock the doors. And it was, I think that was my earliest sort of experience of people of other color, and it was danger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to kind of remind myself, yeah, like my earliest, I think we all harbor some of those experiences and prejudices, and then we have to work against them. So I'm wondering for you if there were specific experiences, things that you saw that your dad did or said that really made an impression and made you think, I'm not going to go that way. I'm going to have a different thought, a different approach to people of other backgrounds.
I wouldn't say he acted out on his prejudice in any overt way. He never would have hurt anybody deliberately, I don't think. He was kind. Both my parents were very kind people. But the attitude was there. And I had this same kind of a situation where, you know, you don't go north of 87th Street because things get dangerous there. And on holiday weekends, you know, the parks belong to the black community. And they weren't called that, unfortunately, at the time. But And the beaches, there were certain beaches you didn't go to because that was where the black community went. And so there was a warning sign put up. There was a sense of danger and a sense of caution that you had to exercise. And there was not the notion that there was no sense of social justice, really, or reaching out to include the marginalized, there was part of the sense of responsibility, I think, that he had was that, you know, you're responsible for your own life, and if you're down and out, you didn't do something right, kind of an attitude that we've heard a lot about over the years. And while he didn't go out of his way to discriminate, he didn't understand. He came from southern Indiana, you know, and the Ku Klux Klan was active when he was a kid, back at the turn of the 20th century, 19th century. And so his attitudes, and then you take that country guy and throw him in the big city, and that's a big, huge adjustment for him to make. And he wasn't getting the input to help him make it.
Right.
The churches weren't aware of it. Our neighborhood was insular. You know, you were protected there. It was a very safe, protected neighborhood. And the only thing that we Catholics had to worry about was the Protestants.
Oh, right. And as you're saying, all these social pressures, and I think it sounds like your family is somewhat like my family, where that idea that everybody should have a good work ethic and mm-hmm. be responsible, we all hear that phrase, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. But yeah. I think the truth is there are people who don't have boots. And so then sure. it becomes very hard if they didn't have access to a good school, didn't have a family that could support their aspirations. Not everybody has that same start in life. So, good to reflect on, I guess, for all of us as we get older and kind of examine where we came from.
Yeah. So those are the things, the experiences that I had, among others.